This is Dr. Leung at the Cleveland Quotation. Last name is Burnett. First name is Dean. Date of birth is July 8, 2024. I'm sorry. Date of service. Date of service is July 8, 2024. Date of birth is October 22, 1938. Next, we have a chief complaint: tingling and numbness in the fingers. Next, birth history of passing illness. Patient is an 85-year-old male. Common chief complaint of a tingling numbness in the fingers. So, first, patient tells me that both of the fingers, both hands and the fingers, are still numb and weak. First up, a patient tells me that he has a surgery for the carpal tunnel bilaterally. First up, he also have ulnar nerve surgery bilaterally. First up, however, patient is still having a tingling numbness symptoms. First up, patient is weak in the hands. First up, next up, paragraph. Next up, paragraph. Physical examination. Mode examination. Patient's weakness in both hands. So first up, 4+ out of 5 bilaterally. First up, patient sensory examination. Patient's tingling numbness in the bilateral fingers bilaterally. First up, next up, paragraph impression. The carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, bilateral severe. First up, next number. Ulnar entrapment neuropathy of the elbow, comma, bilaterally severe. First up, next number. Cervical spondylosis. So first up, a patient had already had an MRI of the neck. For sentence recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next paragraph, recommend to file with the orthopedic hand specialist to come for the ulnar neuropathy and the carpal tunnel syndrome. First up, next number. Recommendation to obtain the physical therapy. For the carpal tunnel syndrome, come on, and neuropathy and cervical spondylosis. Next number, we refer the patient to Dr. Bugar, B-U-R-G-E-R, B-U-R-G-A-R. First up, next number, explain the patient the risk and the benefit and risk for surgery. First up, next number, for the smoxidine adaptation. Next patient last name is Bowen. Again, Bowen. First name is Daniel, Daniel. Date of visit is May 7, 2024. Date of birth is December 24, 1984. Next, we have a chief complaint, obstructive sleep apnea. Next, we have history present in this patient is a 39-year-old male, common chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, a patient has snoring coming out, restorative sleep apnea, witness pauses of breathing during sleep. First up, a patient has pauses of breathing during sleep. First up, a patient also have a patient always feel tired. First up, a patient has restless leg syndrome symptoms. First up, a patient feeling tired all the time. First up, but next to paragraph of. Next to paragraph, a patient had a sleep study done before. First up, a diagnosed patient have sleep apnea. First up, a patient was not able to tolerate the CPAP therapy. First up, patient has been using the dental appliance. First up, patient has been using the dental appliance for sleep apnea. First up, however, patient does not feel comfortable using it. First up, a patient has stopped using it. First up, next paragraph, impression, obstructive sleep apnea, comma, mild. First up, patient lost about 15 pounds. First up, patient is not able to tolerate it. It's a sleep apnea dental appliance. First up, patient does not feel comfortable. First up, you discontinue using it. First up, patient is not able to tolerate. Patient is not able to tolerate the CPAP machine as well. First up, next level recommendation, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next level recommendation to continue to lose weight. First up, explain to patient the treatment options available for obstructive sleep apnea. First up, next pair of dysmoxidine adaptation. Next patient last name is IWAMOTO. Again, IWAMOTO. First name is Amy. Date of visit is May 24, 2024. Date of birth is August 19, 1969. Expert of a chief complaint. Tingling and numbness symptoms. Next breath history present known as fiction. So 54-year-old female kind of chief complaint, tingling and numbness. So first of all, patient tells me that she's been having tingling and numbness in her arms, both arms and both legs. So first of all, patient tells me that her arms have weird feelings. So first of all, patient tells me that she's tingling numbness in the arms and the fingers bilaterally. First of all, there's also some weakness symptoms. So first of all, patient also feel her legs are numb. First of all, patient also tingling numbness in the feet. First of all, patient have some weakness in the legs. So first of all, patient tells me she also pain in the arms and legs. First off, a patient tells me that she's seen doctors, ear, nose, and throat doctor, comma for lymph node in the right neck. First off, a patient has extensive workup, including ER visits, comma EKG, CT scan. First off, a patient also have blood test. First off, a patient tells me that every time she press on her head, comma she feel painful. First off, next patient was diagnosed with dermatitis. First off, a patient tried steroids and then the steroid resolved. First off, patient also found of a cellulitis. According to the patient, first off, next impression, next word of sensory examination. Patient's decreased sensation to the arms and legs. First off, the patient has a decreased sensation to the hands. First off, patient decreased sensation to the feet. Next pair of impression. Bilateral arms numbness and tingling symptoms. First off, impression number two. Bilateral legs numbness and tingling symptoms. The next pair of differential diagnosis would include peripheral neuropathy, comma carpal tunnel syndrome, comma ulnar entrapment neuropathy, comma peripheral neuropathy, spinal cord lesions, comma multiple sclerosis. First off, initial recommendation, explain to patients without diagnosis. Next over, we'll perform EMG nerve conduction study, comma, to definitively evaluate and rule for neuropathy and compressive neuropathy. And peripheral neuropathy, next number. Patient may also benefit to obtain MRI, comma, to evaluate and rule for multiple sclerosis. First off, next program, but this next number. Next summer, we'll schedule a patient for these tests. First off, next summer, explain to the patient the common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke, comma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautry, and dysphagia. First off, explain to the patient, go to a nearest emergency room should develop any of the signs and symptoms. First off, next paragraph, this marks the genetic take. The next patient, last thing is J-A-E-K-E-L, again, J-A-E-K-E-L, first name is Dylan, D-Y-L-A-N, date of visit is May 28, 2024, date of birth is August 24, 2001. Next birth, a chief complaint, legs weakness. Next birth, history present, known as patient tells me that he's been having legs weakness bilaterally. First up, a patient tells me that the legs are progressively getting weaker. First up, patient also have a tingling numbness in the legs. First up, both legs are weak. First up, patient's difficulty to go upstairs. First up, patient tells me that she has pain symptoms in the back. First up, a patient tells me that he previously see a spine specialist 5 years ago. First up, patient was previously diagnosed with scoliosis. First up, next pair of impression. Impression leg weakness bilaterally. First up, next paragraph. A history of scoliosis, first up, next number. MRI of the thoracic spine done in MRI of the thoracic spine done in May 3rd, 2024, comma, shows that a severely limited examination due to artifacts, first up. Lumbar spine was also done on May 3rd, 2024. First up, it shows a remarkable examination of the lumbar spine. First up, next number. Recommendation explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, patient, recommend patient to continue to see his spine specialist, comma, for the leg, for the spine pain and scoliosis. Next number. Also, recommend patient to follow with his primary care doctor. First up, explain to patient treatment options available for a spine pain, comma, including physical therapy, comma, medications, comma, epidural injections, comma, and surgery for step. Next, I will explain to the patient the risk and benefit of each treatment for step. Next, wherever there's prompt notification. Next patient. Next patient, last name is last name is Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. First name is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. Date of visit is October 3, 2024. Date of birth is October 20th, 1955. Next breakfast, she complained migraine headaches. Next breakfast, present new description is a 68-year-old female. Come on. She complained migraine headaches. First up, a patient tells me that her headaches are under control. First up, a patient has intermittent unilateral headaches associated with nausea and vomiting and visual sensitivity. First up, patient has been taking Norco as needed for the headaches. First up, there's no withdrawal symptoms. First up, there's no side effects. First up, new medications. First up, a patient has no withdrawal side effects from it. First up, a patient tried various other medications in the past, comma, they were not effective. First up, next impression, migraine headache disorder. First up, a patient chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, patient stable a PRN Norco. First up, a patient tells me that there's no side effects, that there are no withdrawal symptoms. First up, patient tried various different medications in the past, and they were not effective. First up, next for our patient, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next summer, explain to patient the common signs and symptoms for migraine headaches. Next summer, we refill the Norco as needed migraine headaches. First up, explain to patient the risk of dependency and tolerance. First up, explain to patient that not to take that every day. First up, if she does not take it every day. First up, if she takes it once or twice a month or so. First up, she takes it as needed basis. So first up, next paragraph. Next number, recommend patient file with me in 3 months. So first up, next paragraph. Next patient. Last name is Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. First name is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. Date of visit is May 27, 2024. Date of birth is October 20th, 1955. The next of a chief complaint, migraine headaches. So first up, history present illness. Patient's history, migraine headaches. So first up, patient's unilateral headaches. So first up, patient has nausea and vomiting. First up, patient light sensitivity. First up, there's no there's no vomiting. First up, a patient has been taking a Maxil. So first up, the Maxil helps her sometimes. So first up, it helps her with the migraines. So first up, a patient also been taking Norco. First up, the Norco helped the headaches. So first up, there's no side effects from it. First up, it's impression. Chronic migraine headache disorder. First up, patient stable at Maxalt and Norco. First up, a patient denies any side effects from these medications. So first up, they are effective, and they are effective in avoiding the headaches. So first up, this recommendation. Explain to the patient the above diagnosis. Next number, I will refill the patient Norco as needed dosage. And next number, I also refill the patient on Maxalt 10 milligrams 1 POQD as needed for migraine attacks. So first up, next number, explain to the patient common side effects from these medications. So first up, explain to the patient, let me know immediately should you develop any side effects. So first up, and next number, explain to the patient the side effects from Norco, including dependency and tolerance. So first up, explain to her not to take that every day. First up, and next number, but this marks 13 of the patient. Next patient, Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. First name is Terry. Date of visit is August 1, 2024. Date of birth is October 20th, 1955. Next, we have a chief complaint, migraine headaches. Next, we have a illness. Patient tells me that her headaches are under control. So, that patient's history of migraine headaches, with unilateral headaches, nausea, a light sensitivity. For staff, patient has been taking Norco and Maxalt as needed. For staff, these medications are effective for her. For staff, if there's no side effects. For staff, there's no withdrawal symptoms. For staff, next pair of impression, chronic migraine headache disorder. For staff, patient stable in medication. For staff, the patient denies any side effects from the medication. For staff, patient has been taking Norco and Maxalt as needed. Next pair of recommendation, explain to patient about diagnosis. Next pair, I'll refill the Norco as needed dosage. For staff, I'll also refill the Maxalt. For staff, explain to patient the risk and benefit for these medications. First up, explain to her the risk for dependency and tolerance for the Norco. First up, this marks the identification. Next patient.
Next patient, last name is MCCUBBIN. Again, MCCUBBIN. First name is Susan. Date of visit is June 28, 2024. Date of birth is July 30th, 1968. Next paragraph, chief complaint is stroke history. First diagnosis for history present newness. History present newness. A patient is a 61-year-old female. Common history of a stroke. First of a patient has a bilateral facial numbness since June 25, 2024. First up, a patient has a numbness in the tongue. First up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes. First up, a patient was evaluated at Stanford Valley Care Medical Center. First up, a patient tells me that everything checked out according to patient. First up, they had extensive workup for her over there. First up, a patient tell me her numbness improved. First up, currently her numbness is significantly improved. Impression. Next paragraph, a diagnostic test, a CT scan, comma, then on June 25, 2024. First step, it shows a right small striatocapsular infarct. First step, next paragraph, impression number one, stroke. First step, the CT scan on June 25, 2024 shows a right small right striatoscapular infarct. First up, impression number two, lips and facial numbness. First up, her numbness sometimes has improved. First up, next word, recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, recommendation to start taking aspirin 81 milligrams 1 POQD comma, to prevent a stroke. First up, also explain the patient that she needs to make sure her blood pressure is in normal range. First up, recommendation, follow up with the primary care doctor to make sure the blood pressure is in normal range. First up, next word, also recommendation to start a statin, S-T-A-T-I-N, statin medication for cholesterol for stomach sugar. I will also obtain a brain MRI comma to evaluate for stroke for stomach sugar. Also explain to patient common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke for time, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia. For stomach, explain to patient go to the nearest emergency room if she develops any of those signs and symptoms for stomach sugar. But this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is MCCUBBIN, first name is Jack, date of visit is February 27, 2024, chief complaint is fingers tingling and numbness symptoms, the first up. The next paragraph is repressive newness. Patient is a 61-year-old male, comma, chief complaint tingling and numbness symptoms, the first up. Patient tells me that he has numbness in both in bilateral fingers. The first up, the right fingers are worse than the left. The first up, the right fingers are constantly tingling and numbness. The first up, but there's also some weakness in dropping things, according to the patient. First up, patient denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory change. Hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautonomia, and dysphagia. First up, the next paragraph. Physical examination, so patient's decreased sensation to fingers, bilaterally. First up, it is worse on the right, and it is more on the right than the left. First up, next paragraph, diagnostic test, an EMG nerve conduction study was performed today. First up, it shows mild to moderate acute cervical radiculopathy, most likely at the right C5 and C6 level. First up, next paragraph, recommendation, impression number one, a mild to moderate acute cervical radiculopathy, most likely at the right C5 and C6 level. For studies for recommendation, explain to patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, explain to patient the treatment options available for cervical radiculopathy, including medications, physical therapy, epidural injection, and surgery. For studies, next number, I will refer the patient to a spine specialist, Dr. HOU, for further evaluation. For step next number, explain to patient the treatment options, pros and cons of the treatment options for each treatment. For step next number, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is a K-A-U-F as in Frank, M-A-N. First name is A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H. Date of visit is January 30th, 2024. Date of birth is April 9, 1994. Next paragraph, chief complaint, a vertigo. Next paragraph, history present newness. Patient is a 29-year-old female, found chief complaint, vertigo. First up, a patient tells me that's just your room spinning sensation. First up, First up, it comes intermittently. First up, it comes once a month or twice a month. First up, it is not severe. First up, a patient tells me that she feels room spinning. First up, there's no hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, a patient has been taking Xanax. First up, the Xanax helps the vertigo. First up, there's no side effects to the Xanax. First up, a patient's not taking Xanax every day. First up, next breath impression, vertigo. First up, patient likely a benign position of vertigo. First up, a patient tells me that the Xanax has been helping her significantly. First time, this recommendation, explain to patient to about diagnosis and silver. I will prescribe her Xanax at 0.51 pill a day as needed, for vertical symptoms. So first time, silver, explain to patient the common side effects from Xanax, including sleepiness, drowsiness, sedation, dependency, and tolerance. So first time, explain to patient not to take that every day. First time, explain to her that they take it as needed basis. So first time, silver. Explain to patient common signs and symptoms for an acute stroke or coma, which included hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, explain to patient, let me know immediately if she develops any of those signs and symptoms. First up, next breath, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient is K-A-U-F, as in Frank, M-A-N. First name is A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H. Date of visit is August 2, 2024. Their birth is April 9, 1994. Next breath, she complained vertigo. First up, next breath, history present known as patient is a... patient is a 30-year-old female. Come, she complained vertigo. First up, patient tells me that her vertigo has been mostly under control. So first up, the Xanax helps her significantly with these vertigo symptoms. So first up, there's no side effects. So first up, there's no withdrawal symptoms. So first up, patient is able to tolerate the medication very well. First up, there's no hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes. So first up, there's no dependency, there's no tolerance. There's no withdrawal symptoms. So next breath impression, vertigo. First up, a patient tells me that the Xanax has been helping her intermittently. First up, a patient is stable with the Xanax as needed basis. Next breath recommendation, explain to patient about diagnosis. Next breath, we'll continue to refill Xanax 0.5 milligrams as needed, comma, for vertigo symptoms. So first up, next breath. Explain to patient the side effects of Xanax, including dependency tolerance. First up, explain to her not to take that every day. First up, next week, this month, at the end of dictation.